Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Jeff Jukes from the Forest Service. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Special Needs Fishing Day. Jeff, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Hey, thanks Aiden for having us.
So jumping right into things, coming up this Friday the 21st, you guys are holding your Special Needs Fishing Day. Can you just kind of walk us through what that is?
Yeah, so this is an event that we started 16 years ago. And it's for those individuals with special needs, both physical and developmental disabilities. And so, yeah, it's a day that we look forward to, and it's a great event.
When I first saw the news release for it, I was really excited. I thought this was just a great thing you guys are doing for the community. And then looking into it a little more, this is the 16th year that you guys have been doing it. Can you just kind of speak on kind of the dedication it takes to keep it going that long?
Yeah, we have some wonderful sponsors, and you know, all of our Forest Service employees, we get a huge turnout. They really enjoy the event. In fact, I tell new employees all the time that start, once they've done it, they're hooked. And it's just, they get a lot of enjoyment seeing these kids. And it's not only for kids with special needs, it's also adults too. And just to watch them, the enjoyment they have to catch fish and have a beautiful day, it's awesome. So
yeah, events like this are just great for the community. And just kind of going back to that, you guys have always had a pretty good turnout for it. Can you just kind of speak on the impact you've seen within the community with this event?
Yeah, so I can back up a little bit. The way this first started 16 years ago, a colleague of mine, Kevin Albrecht, he's a biologist, wildlife biologist, and he works out of the Farron District Office. He was the Forest Service state rep for the National Wild Turkey Federation. And he attended the national convention back in Tennessee. And they had started an organization called Whelan Sportsmen. And it was for those outdoor oriented people that were basically bound to a wheelchair. And they wanted to enable them to go out and enjoy the outdoors. So when he came back from that event, he was very excited. He's, you know, we really need to get something started in our community. And so we came up with a bunch of different ideas, and we contacted a biologist from the state, Division of Wildlife Resources. His father was the principal at Cass Valley Center for years. And that's kind of how it evolved. So it turned into a fishing day. And and we've been doing it ever since.
So just an exciting event all around. If there are people in the area who are wanting to come participate in that, where and when is this taking place?
Yeah, so it'll take place this Friday, and it's at Giolotti Pond in Helper, and it's from 9 to noon. And so we have a number of sponsors that make this event happen, and I'd like to mention a few of those. We do have food at the event for the participants, and all the food has been purchased, and they cook it on site. It's Wolverine Fuels, Skyline Mine, and Sufco Mine. So Vicky Miller, that's associated with Wolverine Fuels, they've been doing this from day one with us, and then we also have Helper City, who allows us to use the facility, provides table and chairs at the event. Emory County Recreation, they provide some large canopies, so we have some shade for the kids, a nice place to eat their lunch. And let's see, of course, the participants from Casa Valley Center. We also have participants from Active Reentry and also RISE. And let's see, and the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. They've been with us from day one. They actually provide all the poles, all the tackle. They rig all the poles, so the poles are ready to go. The participants show up. They grab a participant or a helper, grab a pole, and it's a great day of fishing.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just would like to invite, if there's any other businesses that would like to partner with us in the future, we'd love to have you, and we're excited for this event. So, yeah.
Well, Jeff, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us. Again, that was Jeff Jukes with the U.S. Forest Service, and we were talking the upcoming Special Needs Fishing Day coming up this Friday, June 21st from 9 a.m. to noon in Helper. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or visit our website at castlecountryradio.com. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.